The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, listeners, we ain't got much time left. I know any day now, Doug's going to take this special away from us. We got over 60% off the guys' MAPS anabolic program paired with our nutrition survival guide. Make sure you guys go to mindpumpradio.com, click the big yellow button, and purchase the bundle program now.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Hey, everybody, it's my episode. Yeah.
God damn, that was awesome.
I have such a hard time being serious.
You fucking cracked me. I was almost going to like break an awesome
note. I was trying, dude.
Let me tell you something, damn bro. I'm straight. Okay, but when you sing,
you keep saying that.
I can feel my loins.
Your actions are different.
I feel my loins stirring.
Oh, okay.
So this is your episode.
That's my episode.
He likes it. He likes to be the. I see. He pretends like he doesn't like to be the center of attention.
But no, it is. It's nice to be recognized once in a while.
It's nice to be able to say some.
Does that sound like something a girl would say? That's okay.
No, that's sexist.
Yeah, it is.
So, update, bro. How's the progress? Because again,
I just say I was with him last night and
in the biblical sense,
getting weird
with his wife and his two children.
Oh yeah, it's getting real weird. Real weird.
He was. We went to the the Marvel show at HP.
Yeah,
yeah. So
hey, by the way, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, that was cool.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah,
it's all right. You were in our thoughts.
I didn't want to go or anything.
And I invited you, doof.
Did you?
Yes.
On the text?
Yes. I know. I called you and I talked to you about it. Remember, you were gone.
Oh yeah, wow. That's right.
Knucklehead.
That's
right. Yeah. Of course, I invited you. I only went because you guys got kids. It was boring as shit for me.
You liar.
I didn't even watch it. I was working. That's when I was texting Doug last night about the mind pump issue.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, but what I was going to say was this guy.
He secretly loved it.
Okay. When you go up in the suite, he's got unlimited food and drink and pizza and beer and everything you want.
Oh yeah.
Free
yeah,
there.
It was all there.
And all it's and you're in that room, it's that little private room, so I had two
The aromas.
And you didn't eat anything?
I had none, dude. I felt so bad eating the two little slices too. I was hiding and like eating it so he wouldn't see me because I was like, God, I don't want to tip Justin at all. He's doing so good right now.
That's like the only time I get really hangry is when like my wife was eating something like the sandwich in the car. And this is when I was just like, because there's moments where I've fasted and then like later on that evening, I'll eat, a good portion of food. And she was like eating in the car. I'm like looking at her like,
dude, I'm the same way.
Just like right when it's right there.
Yes,
and it's the sounds like you notice all the sounds like.
Okay, I don't like that part, but
I'm like,
I just, here's my thing. I have unbelievable discipline when it comes to not bringing home or not buying at the grocery store.
But if it's in your face.
Oh, but if it's in my face, at that point, I justify.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
I justify. I haven't had pizza in like a month. Even though I'm on my program, I'm doing this like that. I'm like, gosh. And then I do it. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Right.
This is why. And I always give my girl a hard time. Because I'm like, this is why I don't like coming to the suite all the time. We come up here and there's always all this great food and drink and everything like that. It's just, and you're up there for like,
abundance too. It's just
most of the games were up there for like 3 hours. You're up inside that thing. Sometimes longer if you're in
locked,
a concert.
You're locked in a box.
You're not locked.
Well, you know what I mean. You're in a box
yeah.
with food. free for 3 hours.
And drink wine.
And you're depleted.
Yeah.
And you're fucking hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everybody else is like, dig it in. Go back and forth. And you're just like, oh, the aroma in here is so crazy.
You just peel off one pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. So I'm super proud of this guy because I didn't say anything. I was watching though. I was like, is he going to do it, dude? And then he didn't even go over there, bro. He just sucked on some water.
Dude, you know, his face is getting like leaned up quick.
Oh yeah, no,
I could see like your jawline.
That's like the first thing, really.
Yeah.
See, that's nice because that's the last thing on me.
Your face? Really?
Yes. It's not. I don't get this until I start hitting about 7%. Do I get?
That's why you always grow that big ass beard. Huh?
It is, dude. Cover my chubby ass cheeks, dude. I'm like 9% body fat. I got fat cheeks still. I'm 4% in my goddamn cheeks, dude. It's a pain in the ass, dude.
Fat face.
It sucks. And literally, like when I come off a show and I do, as soon as I eat for like 3 or 4 days. Automatically, it goes right to my fucking
your
cheeks.
Face.
Right to my face.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
that's good though. As you get older, it'll make you look less wrinkled.
You think so?
That's what they say at least.
Oh, if you have a fat face, you have less
silver lining, buddy.
Bro, pay attention. If you look at so here's the thing. So I learned this from an older friend of mine. If you look at a chick, and he told me like this is how you know if a girl's gonna if a woman's gonna grow up and have like look good in her age or look bad in her age.
Look at her mom, right?
Well, no. Besides that. You're always checking out the mom. If they have like a kind of like a chubby face when they're younger, then they tend to grow up and have like not as old looking. And then the really chiseled looking faces tend to look real old. So you're probably going to look better when you're older.
Yeah, that's exciting.
And you won't have as fat of a face.
If I can hang on to my hair, so then I'm going to have a great looking face and no hair by that time.
Damn.
Just shave it.
It's just like the thing.
Yeah, but you look good with a hat on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be.
See, if I lose my hair, I'm fucked. You ever see me with a hat on?
Yeah, you look stupid.
I look like an idiot.
Yeah, you look stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Like a tourist.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I like America.
There goes that voice again.
Can we get back to Justin? Sorry. I almost forgot. What
so
we're
tell, so
yeah,
so
yeah.
How's your progress? Tell us about your workouts.
Wait, what
What's
phase are you in? What phase
me.
Are you in?
Me. Hypertrophy.
Oh, phase two, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm hitting hypertrophy. I actually don't really enjoy hypertrophy training, to be honest with you. I mean, as far as like I'm so conditioned to want to lift heavy and you know with lower reps that like I've increased my reps purposefully and yeah, it's just like one of those things. I just don't like. I don't like doing.
What are you noticing change wise from doing that?
But what I'm noticing is like I feel more filled out. Like my arms are definitely feeling like they're getting some size, and you know my chest. Like that was one of the things like way back when that was noticeable on me was my chest was a lot bigger than it is now, and so that's something I'm trying to kind of recreate. And you know everything else is just sort of happening.
Did you haven't posted another picture yet, right?
No,
this week. Okay, because this is gonna be a good one, dude. We're going to post, I think what we should do, because you've been posting these pictures, we should always put it next to the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just keep doing
so
that.
So people can see the changes throughout the weeks compared to when you first started.
Well, especially since it's you know, 1 week changes, I mean, you can't expect crazy.
Anything. Even though you see it.
Oh yeah, no, you do. We do, especially us, you know, but you know, you should put it at the beginning one for sure.
That's true. And again, I mean, it's a very effective workout program and your nutrition survival guide dials you in.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you're a trainer, you have access to a good gym.
Mm-hmm.
And you've built quite a bit of muscle. One thing this guy did you see what he posted with the clubs?
Yeah.
So
he loves all these crazy toys,
dude. So here's
he tries to show me to do it and then knock myself in the head.
Tell us about this. These are called Indian clubs, and they're probably older than dumbbells. I think people have been working out with these things for a long time.
Like almost like ancient tools, I feel like. But I know in India they use it a lot for military training, and just a great way to loosen up the shoulders and get the blood circulating. And you really don't get that kind of circular motion with a lot of other tools. So, I mean, the mace bell is another one that I swing around, and that's something I'll post and kind of show some examples of that. But I really do incorporate that into my training as a sort of a ritual. So I do that, especially if I have a real heavy shoulder, chest, back day. Like that's something that I like.
You did it for a trigger session.
I did that for a trigger session. So that's another good way to do it, is just because, you know, getting that you know, fluid movement with resistance. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to do it.
I've never used clubs. Have you, Adam?
No, he literally did try to teach me, and I was terrible with him. I'm not coordinated very much so at all. And believe it or not, all those little moves that he was doing on there, those are a lot more difficult than he made them look.
Yeah,
they look hard. I feel like I'd hit myself.
Yeah, yeah. No,
there's a lot of turning of the wrists, and there's like some. I mean, there's a lot of technique with it initially in the beginning.
You just got to practice.
Yeah, I just wanted to show like here's what you could kind of do, and then maybe later on I'll have something that's a little more descriptive that people can if they're into it.
You would categorize that in like a dynamic flexibility, right? Is that how you utilize it?
Yeah,
you explain that to somebody.
You could do that, and like you can increase the load. So if you increase
So because he was doing a trigger session, so he was light. He was going light because I've seen some of these clubs and they're fucking massive.
Oh, yeah. So they can get. Oh, so it can almost be like a training session. Then you could
Like even the mace ball, like it can go up. I do it with like 25 pounds, and then I'll go up to like 40 pounds and swing that.
So
around.
The mace ball. So I believe I know what it is. It's like a long pole, and at the end of it is the weight.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's. I mean. So think about the leverage. Right. You're holding the end of this long pole, and there's 40 pounds at the end of this pole.
Oh yeah.
Which makes it. Sorry about that. Makes it. I mean, it makes it hard to maneuver and wheel.
I mean, I could just holding it. You probably your whole core would probably
grip.
Your core
if it gets away from your grip. Oh, it's brutal. But yeah, it's all about utilizing. Yeah, utilizing your body efficiently and then bracing with your core. So you decelerate the momentum by really bracing in that technique with your core.
See, let me tell you what I like about this. There's two things I like about it. Number one. The listeners have heard me and Adam talk a lot about what we do, this and that, but Justin does far better than we do is he understands how to utilize all these different types of techniques that are non-traditional that you could apply from a performance standpoint, you know, for things like athletics and for increasing performance on the field or, you know, off the field on the mat or whatever. Because I have almost zero experience. I have some experience with kettlebells, and that's about it. I know, Adam, you neither, right? Same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
kettlebells is about the only thing that I've ever learned or taught. You know, so I've never messed. I mean, I play with Justin. When I go to Justin's gym, I like to
you mess
play
around with stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I like to play with all his toys, but. When that's the only time that I've ever played with any of these. He's got a lot of other cool stuff too, so I'm excited to see him actually show some things that are pretty neat.
Well, so that's the first thing. The second thing I like about it is, you know, the MAPS anabolic program has these concepts and philosophies in there. You know, the concepts of frequency of stimulation, phasing the workouts, and the trigger session, which nobody talks about how to utilize trigger sessions or even comes up with a concept that even comes close to that. And, you know, when I originally designed that program, I did not... I have a specific routine on there, which is designed for maximum muscle gain, but I knew people would modify it based upon their goal. And the fact that you're doing that, obviously you know what you're doing because you're advanced.
Well,
that's awesome.
It's just, I see exactly how you structured it. You know what I mean? And so I see how some semblance of what I was doing before with how I was training could totally fit into that. And so that's one of those things that I'm like, this is an obvious fit for me. To throw that in the mix and then, you know, work with rubber bands and do all these other kinds of things as well. But yeah, like I just love to move fluidly and then to, cause it helps me stay balanced. And, I also like, you know, I got into a little bit of martial arts and I want to get back into it at some point too.
Oh, hell yeah. So, I didn't know that. What did you do?
Muay Thai.
Oh,
so yeah, I really like to strike.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
So I was a jiu-jitsu guy. Brazilian
hard.
Jiu-jitsu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, that's one of them I'd like to learn, too. I'd eventually like to get into that. So, you know, just different stuff like that really interests me. Because, I mean, I played rugby and I played baseball, basketball, football, soccer, you know. Pretty much all the staple ones before, except for hockey, which would have been cool. But
now, earlier you were talking about nutrition-wise, and you were – because people have been asking your macro breakdown.
Uh-huh.
Now, one thing that we stress quite a bit is that you can be a little bit flexible with your macros as your body's, and it's different from individual to individual. I mean, people want to know specifically what you're doing, and we've been reluctant because people will copy it, and it's like, listen, everybody's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. Well yeah, not only that, but I mean, I actually planned out my first month, and I know somebody actually asked the question about, I mean, referred to this specifically in the thread. And I thought it was great because really for me, my first phase going through this first month. So right now I'm basically starting my second month in. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't want to pay attention to numbers and getting that inside my head and really being
until later
the
when
focal
you get it,
point. Yeah. Exactly. So everything is a progression of intensity for me. And so the first part, and this is why, like, you know, when I was kind of coming riding through the nutrition survival guide, it was really about just like establishing what are the parameters, what are the
good foundation,
the good foundational
See, that's
things
why I like
to
it
focus
so much.
On.
Yeah.
It's not like prescriptive. It's really just like, here are your items and here's where your focal
where you're
points
teaching
need to be.
You're teaching people how to do it.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying, boom, do this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Utilize this and understand your body. And so like for me, like to put, you know, practice, you know, to work here from what, you know, I was describing, that was, it was great because then I really understand that like, okay, yes, I understand what I'm doing nutritionally, but now I'm doing it. You know, mm-hmm. I, every day I'm focused on keeping it in my mind and I'm trying to be consistent. And so I was able to really be disciplined with that. And so that was my first barriers that I overcame.
Well, just because people keep asking, or can you give people a general idea of like, you know, what you've eaten maybe today or yesterday or what your macros tend to look like maybe the past couple days or something like that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I typically I'll range from anywhere from 200 to 250 sort of carb grams mm-hmm. of carbs. And then, you know, maybe like 170, 190 ish for grams of protein and, maybe like 130. Actually, I go up a little bit, like 150 grams or so of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I had going through this. I actually like put myself a little bit higher in the fat this time around. And actually, I'm glad I did. It almost gave me something to satiate and feel better about going through like the dieting process for me, or as far as being restrictive. So
now, where are you getting your carbs from? Where are you getting your proteins? Where are you getting your fat? Like, let's start with fats. Where are you getting these fats from?
So, I'm getting these fats from eggs, saturated fats, as well as protein. Mm-hmm. And then I'm getting like the coconut fat well, and I'm also getting fats.
Are you eating like steak and
yeah,
meat
exactly?
And stuff like that?
Mainly saturated fats. I mean, like sometimes there's some bacon in there. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I want something to look forward to, eventually, as I get more intensified with this, it's gonna change. But
now you were saying you throw in some fish days and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So I do that to alternate land type animals to fish, and so
See, this is good shit. This
yeah,
is
I'll
good
do
stuff.
Salmon and then you know, other days I'll do some tilapia in there, even though I make fun of it. I'll do that. And
Now, even, you know, what's cool about this is, so you're even Adam, who will diet for a show, which is, gets really specific, like the, like, especially the 3 weeks leading up to a show. You still rotate.
Oh yeah.
You still rotate your foods. You don't eat the same shit all the time.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Not only that, I'm not a big fan of reheating my fish. So I'm one of those guys who doesn't even do that. Like how everybody, that's like the signature like dish for like the last 2 weeks for like everybody.
What, tilapia, broccoli?
Tilapia and asparagus. And asparagus from here on out, you know, and it's like, I don't like fish reheated at all. And fish is kind of like, I like it if it's fresh and it's done right, and I love sushi, but I'm not a big fish guy, so shit, I don't even eat that much of it. I eat it when I can go to a nice restaurant and have it, or, you know, if we make it at home fresh then and there. Otherwise, I'm rotating between veal, bison, steak, and I'll get cuts, flat iron steaks, filet mignon, ground turkey, and then every once in a while I'll do like a lean beef. So I rotate all of my meats always, like on a regular basis.
Yeah, I don't think we can stress this enough to people, because you can get away with eating the same thing over and over again only so many times before you might start developing food intolerances or issues with your body. Because how many times have you heard a competitor, for example, say, God, I ate the same thing, I did everything the same as I did the last time, and for whatever reason, my body just didn't respond, or I didn't peak the same? I mean, it's probably due to some of that stuff.
Definitely. I mean, a lot of the competitors also take out fruit out of their diet because fruit's sugar and it's, you know, high calorie, this and that. Like, but at the end of the day, like that's a good source of your fiber, and what it does for you for as far as the positive it counters the little bit of benefit you're getting from restricting the calories. And so that's another silly one. I eat fruit all the way up to my show day. You know, that's part of my diet, and it's part of me trying to stay as healthy as possible, doing something that's unhealthy in a sense, you know. So, rotating foods. And then it's very simple process. Like Justin, like I love how Justin's doing this because you know, this reminds me of when I first started on the journey of heading to the first time when I was cutting from 19%. And, you know, when I first started, I did a video log and I talked about how at this point, all I'm doing is cleaning my diet up. I'm not counting my macros and weighing my food.
You're just not eating the garbage.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that just by, and literally I was actually eating every time I was hungry. So I wanted to feed my body whenever my body was saying, hey, it was time to eat again. And I was just staying controlled about it. I would eat a balanced meal that was, you know, 6 to 8 ounces of meat. I'm eating 50 to 70 grams of carbohydrates in each meal. And then I have my veggie. And I was just feeding the body when it wanted to be fed and making sure it was just good, clean food. So I was never feeling hungry. I was always satisfied, but I was switching up all the shit out of my diet and going clean. And it was, I was just like Justin, seeing great results. And you don't even got to get to that crazy point yet. Save the weighing and measuring. And I mean, that's the type of stuff I do for my show. Like, if you're making healthy, good decisions, you're following the guide like that. You know, if you're somebody who's listening and you have it, like, and you're choosing foods from that, that's why we design it. And there's the next level to everything. And so it's neat to watch you talk about it and how you're experienced and watch you that, like, you know, yeah, I'm not really stressing that yet. That's exactly how I was. I didn't stress it till I needed to.
Well, as trainers, we've all been trainers for a while. We've trained lots of clients. The most successful clients we have are the ones that do it that way.
Yeah.
I don't think I can think of a time I've had a client who was long-term successful who just went balls deep right away.
Oh, no.
You know, counted everything right off the bat. And, yeah.
Or if they did, then it just rebounded.
Crash and burn.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is accepting that this new path is a new way of life. It's a new journey. It's not just, oh, I'm on a diet, or I'm going to eat this way till I get to this bikini goals. This is very common for me. And when I get people that I'm coaching, they're like, I put them on their first meal plan. I continually change meal plans based off of, you know, feedback from what they're giving me on their metabolism. Are we going up, down, staying the same? And ultimately my goal is to keep you the same weight, no matter what. Whether you're here to see me, if you're here to see me and you want to gain muscle or lose body fat or just be healthy or whatever, I actually don't want to see any movement up or down on the scale. And I want to get your food right. I just want to teach you what foods you should be eating from. But it's funny, when you first start doing that with people, they're like, you know, the first thing I get from someone after they've been doing it for like a week or two, they're like, okay, well,
hard to eat all these vegetables.
When do I get to eat something different? When do I eat some? Well, I mean, what are you talking about? We're rotating all kinds of different foods inside there. What else would you like? You know, what are, you want to spice it up or change this? I'm like, Google healthy recipes that are made with the things that I'm telling you to make. And then we could try different ways of spicing it up or whatever. But this is what you should be feeding your body.
Yeah.
You know, not all that other shit that you were eating before, where you're eating out all the time and popping cans, or it's frozen in your freezer, or in a box that you're opening it up. Like, this is how you're supposed to eat. You know, this is how you're supposed to live. Right?
One question I have for you, Justin, is you, okay, you look different. You've lost inches around your waist. You look like you've built some muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Has the scale changed?
Very, very low. I mean, a little bit. Like, I was 230 at the start. And like I was just telling Adam, I was kind of fluctuating between 225 and 226. So about 4 or 5 pounds.
See, and this is why the reason why I wanted you to bring that up, and I knew that just by looking at you, because the scale tells you very little.
Yeah.
Because if I'm looking at you, I would say you probably lost closer to 8 pounds of body fat, and you probably gained some muscle. So we've had a change in body composition.
Oh yeah.
And metabolism's probably a little bit faster.
I hope so, yeah.
How's your energy and stuff? Has that changed?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm definitely more energetic each day, especially when I'm like loading up a little bit more. So what I'll do is I'll fluctuate too on my more activity days. Like, I'll make sure to eat breakfast. Some days I won't eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. And so there's some techniques I'm using as far as meal skipping, and then like a little bit of warrior diet I've started to include. And that's something that I wanted to share as maybe like a little ebook that we can sort of give to listeners.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of questions on how to incorporate fasting.
Yeah, because there's a lot of techniques that people can explore, and this is definitely something that we're not prescribing. And that's why I wrote, we came up with with the nutrition guide. It was simply, it's a guide that has tools, right? And so the same sort of mentality with that going into intermittent fasting. Like, there's techniques people are using that are successful, no doubt, right? But what's the best approach for you? And so you really have to look, I don't know, trying to structure it so in a way.
So you're modeling it like the original nutrition survival guide, in that people, it's a guide to help them figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and we've also been talking too. So, you know, there's different ways to utilize it. Not, I mean, you can actually utilize intermittent fasting for building muscle, for losing body fat, and also maintaining health. And, you know, we've all experienced
it. And they're all different.
Yeah, I utilize it different than you use it, and then had different. All three of us utilize intermittent fasting differently. So, you know, I think it's important that we all share that for sure, and give out how we do that. But just like Justin said, it's simply a guide or a way that we utilize a tool, where it's not something we're prescribing or telling people that this is the answer to eating. You know, like, I know there's always some asshole who gets someone gets on there and just like, why are you telling everybody they need to be fasting? No, we're not telling everybody they need to be fasting. We're telling anybody that they eat like
this. It's the whole teach a man to fish thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, if we can show our listeners or clients or members or whatever, how to figure it out for themselves with, you know, some truth in there, right? Because, you know, that's our big ML, right? We don't bullshit. So here's what we know that works. Here's how you can utilize it. Follow this guide. If you're brand new, maybe you follow it to the T, or maybe you follow it for a little bit so you can kind of learn how your body works, and then start to modify and work with it. And that's how you're going to get long-term awesome results, is by doing that. So, and if people want it, you know, they can still go to, I mean, we still have it, right? Doug, I don't think, is going to cut the sale anytime. If he does, Adam's going to wrestle him.
Punch him in the cock.
Punch him in the cock. So we still got it available for the, you know, on the mindpumpradio.com. And it's the same program. It's exactly what Justin's
doing. Right. And it's important too, to note that we have that private portal kind of set up.
You know what? That's huge.
We're talking to people, and it's great. The activity on there has been really awesome.
It's been a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, if you enroll, we'll invite you onto this private membership page, and it doesn't have a ton of members on it, and we're going to limit it. We're going to let it get so big, and then we're going to stop, and we're not going to let any more people on there. But basically, you get access to me, Adam, and Justin, and even Doug, the producer, who he doesn't say a whole lot on the show, but this dude knows his shit as well, and you guys should check him out. He's almost 50 years old, and the dude freaking looks amazing. He's actually the second leanest dude in the room. When we went and got body fat tested, he was leaner than I was.
Who's the number one guy?
Huh?
Who's the
leanest? This motherfucker. This Adam. The handsome meter.
So let's talk about I want to hear, I always like to go the mental side. Did you have any breakdowns this week? Did you have anything?
Did you have anything
you screwed? I mean, let's be real. I remember going through the same thing too, and you know, part of it is you're not always 100% perfect. That's why I was so impressed when you didn't even just have one piece of pizza. I mean,
really is sort of lame as it is, I had one like margarita, and I was like, that got in my head. I was like, you know, like I was just like, I honestly like, so I planned it out.
He had a margarita.
I did.
Adam just tricked you into telling us what happened.
It's like confessional.
It was.
That was the one.
I'm looking out for our listeners right now. I know the dirt. I'm gonna get it out. Don't worry, you guys.
Well, I did that because
I want the truth.
I want my wife to make, you know, she. I want to hang out with her and not be like a total weirdo and be like, I'm so clean and I'm standing from everything, like I'm not there yet, like I'll probably get to that point, but it's one of those things where I was like, I'll just have a margarita with you and we'll chill tonight, and we both were just like,
ugh. You know what cracks me up? Of all the alcoholic beverages,
I know it's like the most sugar and you're gonna have shit.
No, well, no, because you're like, I mean, you're a little bit of a connoisseur with liquor.
Margarita.
Yeah, I mean, he likes whiskey. Like, this dude will drink like, you know, Jack Daniel's.
Oh yeah, it's all whiskey.
And you had a fucking
margarita. I know, right? It's because we were eating Mexican.
Yeah, that's some tequila. What's wrong with that?
Well, yeah. Tequila's good. But anyway, so yeah, it was the next day. I was just like, oh, just felt like horrid, you know? And so I worked it out of my system and went to the gym, and it wasn't like I was working it off, but I was just like, I needed to get moving. I felt all just gross.
See, sluggish. I think it's so funny that you chose that too. Like, so I mean, I'd rather eat my bad calories. I'd rather enjoy like a frozen yogurt or go have like a big old cheeseburger.
No way, that's not me. I don't like sweets, man.
That's like Katrina, dude. She'd rather have this big old margarita, dude. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't even want to feel that way. I don't even want to feel the alcohol and feel what I feel like afterwards and then the next day. day when I felt all groggy. Yeah,
I felt terrible.
And all I really want is to drive through Jack in the Box and get 20 Jack in the Box tacos to go with my alcohol.
Every single time.
Something is in those tacos from Jack in the Box. I'm serious, dude. I'm not the only. If you're listening right now, you guys got to get my back there. I know there's. If you guys can relate
some
to me,
angel dust, dude.
There's something in there that makes you go to Jack in the Box.
Angel dust.
Don't you remember when Jack in the Box was the first one to be open 24 hours?
Bro, Jack in the Box and Taco Bell both. Even Taco Bell says when you have the munchies,
I love it.
They both cater to people who just finished drinking
stoners
or
are drunkies.
Yeah,
that's why I believe there's when you open those tacos.
Bro, we need to open
that
a place.
Doesn't look like real meat to me.
No.
That is something that makes you buy tons of them when you drink alcohol. It's connected somehow.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy. There's definitely a conspiracy.
Huge conspiracy. I'm on to you, Jack.
Yeah, we need to open up like a 24 hour top ramen and dry cereal for the other stoners. You know what I mean? Sell for real cheap, you know? We got top ramen. We got some dry cereal. Some ketchup.
We got Lucky Charms with double the marshmallows.
Lucky Charms, all marshmallows.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.